and I, so I'm the bossy director. I'm very bossy, always bossy as a child. Margie is the producer in the duo. We were sitting there one night. We both sort of had government jobs, you know, in spin. We're ex-crusty old journalists. And we're sitting there over a glass of red, only one, I might add. And we're like, well, what do we really want to do with our lives? And we'd just finished a wedding video for a friend. And we both sort of looked at each other and almost the same time said, we really want to make films. That's really what we want to do. And which was kind of an odd decision because neither of us, you know, outside of picking up that camera that once for the wedding video, didn't really even know how to turn one on. So, yeah, we really threw ourselves into it and came home to roost.
How have you found being based in Queensland and being able to tell the stories from this state?
Fantastic, absolutely. Well, the weather helps.
Yes.
Although, invariably, when you get a camera outside, it's Murphy's Law because it always wants to rain.
Mm.
So, but yeah, we've been everywhere, man. Through all of our various clients, like Department of Primary Industries has taken us all around the state, you know, filming some of the fantastic things that they're doing out there, whether it be shooting, you know, cattle ticks and cow bottoms to rock lobsters and Lantana. That was one of our first films, shooting about weeds, not to be confused with a feature film, of course. But it's a glorious place to film, it really is. And I must say, you know, there's lots of, you know, initiatives out there which really sort of help filmmakers along as well.
And Mandy, you do work with government as well, and you were telling me about a project that you've been working on of late, including hepatitis patients. What do you get from doing subjects like this, yourself personally?
Well, that's an easy one to answer. Just to give you a bit of backdrop on the hepatitis film, it's about, so we've been interviewing four people, and amazing people who've come from pretty much the gutters to, you know, amazing careers and, you know, great success stories. Three of them have hepatitis and one HIV. Anyway, they basically led us into their homes, and I sit there and talk to them about very personal stuff, and I come away and I'm just blown away by how, I hate to use this word, but totally inspirational they are. So I would say it's an absolute privilege to be led into people's homes and hear their stories. That's what's in it for me, really.
It's 20 past three here on ABC Local Radio Queensland. I am speaking to Mandy Lake, who is part of Flick Chicks, and just talking about the stories that they've filmed and a lot of it based here in Queensland. Mandy, where in Queensland have you covered? What's probably the furthest that you've gone?
Well, it's a bit of an in-house joke because whenever we get a new client or whatnot, the first thing I ask, can you send us up to Torres Strait, please? And it has become an in-house because we have not yet gone up. If there's anyone out there who wants to send us up there, please look us up. But as yet, haven't gone that far afield, but gone, you know, as west as Rubyvale. I'd like to get even further west, as far north as Atherton, filming Indigenous women for breast screen. We've really covered a lot of miles there, and I must say I would like to get out west more as well. So if anyone wants to send us out west, please send us there.
and Mandy, I know you can't talk too much about it because it's soon to be screened on ABC One, a doco that you've been working on, but can you give us maybe a little taste or hint at what it may even cover?
Absolutely. Well, basically, the last couple of years we've been stalking centenarians, which doesn't sound too hard, but I can tell you what, those people can move. when you get to that age, they're pretty wily and cunning. Anyway, the film's called The 100 Plus Club, and basically we've been following three key centenarians, all who took up their thing in later life. One, the listeners may have already seen her on telly. She's an athlete at 102. She still gets out there and flings the javelin, the shot put, the discus, the heavyweight. She took that up at 74. Another fellow, Dexter, he's our author. He picked up the pen at 86 when his wife died. He's now written six books. And then there's our lovely Olive, who's 104, and she took up singing when she was 89.
Oh, fantastic. first?
Well, actually, that's wrong. She took up singing lessons when she was 89 because she felt she could do better.
Oh, and just even meeting those people, Mandy, would be such a privilege and an
honour.
Inspiring.
And I just sit there and I soak in every word they say. And a big sort of theme for the film, although it's not really that, we don't sort of get up on the soapbox too much, but, you know, one of my key themes that I'm interested in getting out there is about how our elderly, you know, are fairly invisible, I think. Mm. So, and not a lot of people sit down and talk to them. And I sit down and, you know, chat with our centenarians and I think, gee, why don't people want to talk to them? They're just so fantastic.
And fascinating too, the wisdom and the lives that they've lived. Mandy, have you always had that love of film and journalism? Has that been something that you've always had ever since you were young?
Funnily enough, when I was going through high school, I wanted to be a journo and, you know, I even did some work experience with Channel 7 and then I sort of thought, I lacked confidence and I thought, oh, no, I'm not good enough to do that. And then I went overseas for quite some time and I was literally sitting in a kibbutz in Israel and I went, I'm going to give that a go. You know, the only thing holding me back is me. So I came back and I actually studied journalism. I did a master's in journalism. But I must add, it was just photojournalism. I never picked up a film camera at uni, so I've had no formal training in film, so those people sitting out there who want to get their stories out, just pick up your mobile phone.
And do it.
Absolutely.
And do it.
Yeah.